This is News in No Time at Gordon. Vanity Fair has unraveled a 30-year mystery. Deep Throat is former FBI man Mark Felt. Deep Throat was the secret informant who helped Washington Post reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein uncover the Watergate scandal, that, of course, ultimately toppling the Nixon administration. Joining me now is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. And Juan, I should note that I'm in D.C. today, and we were just saying the town is abuzz with this.
Absolutely. Everybody's talking. You know, there's a sense of a mystery solved, a secret revealed. In fact, some people have regret that the secret's been revealed. They say it's a little bit like losing Camelot or the mystery that surrounded Watergate for all these years.
Let me ask you this, and here's a question that's been asked a lot over the course of the last 12, 14 hours. Outside of politicos and talking heads, does America care?
Well, you know what, Ed? This is a situation where there truly was a question about how these reporters managed to do a story that brought down the president of the United States, the most powerful office in our government. So what you have is a situation where people are saying, was there a Deep Throat? Was it an amalgam? Was it a group of people that they put together to form Deep Throat? Could one person have truly confirmed so much information? I think in America cares to this extent. You now know that reporters had a real source and that the real source had access to real information. Number two guy at the FBI saw all the agents' reports as they were investigating that 1972 break-in at the Watergate, the Democratic National Committee headquarters.
What's most interesting here, particularly if you listen to the Nixon tapes, they talked about this man.
They sure did.
And H.R. Haldeman said to Richard Nixon, this is the man.
He sure did. He called. He said, this is Felt. We know where the leaks are coming from. And, you know, leaks is not just a casual use of language in that White House. They had a plumber's unit
That's
intended
right.
to plug leaks. And it's that plumber's unit that then gets employed to pay $250,000. G. Gordon Liddy, a former FBI man himself, sent over to the Watergate in order to tap phones and go through the Democrats' files ahead of the campaign.
As often happens with time, Juan, I think, and maybe this will bring it back, particularly for those, and I must admit, I was a bit young when this happened, but particularly for those who weren't born or perhaps were too young to follow it, just how big of a story Watergate was.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this is a story that inspired me to go into journalism in so many ways because, I mean, a whole generation of journalists has been created by the idea. Some say Woodward and Bernstein. You might say Redford and Hoffman, you know, the actor who portrayed Woodward and Bernstein in the movies. But the idea was that the truth, that reporters could dig through the truth. You could come to understand how American life works, how power actually works. The likes of a president, a Nixon, who was abusing and corrupting power, could be brought down by two young reporters. I mean, these guys were in their 20s. Who are working on the local desk, not the national desk of the Washington Post.
Juxtapose this to what we've seen recently, Newsweek, CBS, New York Times, etc. Will the media be smart enough to look back on this and maybe take a look in the mirror?
Well, you know what's hard about this is given what happened with Newsweek, which is another Washington Post publication recently over what turned out to be an incorrect report about the Koran's abuse at Guantanamo, and arguments about even the Valerie Flom case, where you have Bob Novak having revealed that she was a CIA operative, and there's an ongoing grand jury investigation. There's lots of questions about anonymous sources and whether they should be used. And today, I think the news media is using this opportunity, the revelation of who Deep Throat was, to say, you've got to have anonymous sources. It's key, and especially key, the more compelling and distant the story is, in this case, the president of the United States.
Well, with about a minute to go, tell me as best you can, as we all reflect on what happened, the difference in reporting and journalism as we knew it then versus what we know today. One of the things we know and can say self-assuredly today is it could not have happened as it happened in the past because they would not have been allowed the time to go through all of their sources today.
No, and, you know, it's a reality. It's much more a business today. It's driven much more by the economics is what I mean by that. Even if you look at the networks, obviously what you're seeing is a diminution in terms of the power of the nightly news broadcast. So much more goes over to cable. And so many more reporters just read stuff as opposed to do actual reporting. And even on a great big newspaper with financial resources like the Post, less investigative reporting going on. I think the whole culture tolerates it less. It's a very interesting turn in terms of where we were after Vietnam, after Watergate, the kind of scrutiny that the press had for sources of power in the country. And today, the kind of reverence that's required. It's just a different era and different time for reporting as a result.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it.